woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you are 2 weeks away from a long weekend right now. In fact, in 2 weeks, it'll be the holiday Monday. The long weekend will be over. So even shorter. How about that?
Don't hate that.
Yeah, we got something to strive for. Now, it's going to be a sunny day today. It's 2, going up to 13, a little bit of cloud this afternoon. And then tomorrow and the rest of the week's looking really, really good. Up to 18 by Thursday, which would be sweet. Now, I want to let you know that we've got a couple of amazing things happening this week. Obviously, the everyday payday. But also, we got this thing where, because it's National Nurses Week, we'd like to celebrate the nurse in your life. So in a couple of songs, we've got a really cool opportunity for you to nominate one for this particular thing, but we'll tell you about that at 7:06. In the meantime, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
More than 1 in 10 people that you know still call their mom, mommy. I saw a survey online, and that stat made me just a little bit uncomfortable.
What's the last acceptable age to say mommy?
8.
It's got to be 10, I think. 10.
Before you're a teenager.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the rule.
Okay.
This is adults, by the way.
Oof.
Oh, damn.
Nope.
So,
Jax, what about you?
This is a good reminder to believe in yourself, because remember a couple weeks ago when we were talking about Little Nas X, he failed his driver's test and he was, you know, having trouble with it. He got his driver's license over the weekend.
Hey, never give up.
He passed his test. Very proud.
Producer Jesse.
Is this fair or just the right thing to do? A man was not qualified for a job and he failed the job test because he wasn't nice to the receptionist. And the hiring manager saw.
Good.
Yeah.
No, that's character.
Yeah. 100%. I like that.
My mom was a receptionist for like 25 years.
Yeah.
You're the first person that you see when you walk in the door. It's not hard to be nice to that person.
It's not hard to be nice, period.
Yeah.
No.
It's funny that you're bringing up this story, Producer Jesse, because your bar, when I'm always like, oh, that person's super nice, though, I'm surprised. And you'd be like, nice is the bare minimum.
Yes.
So if you can't even do that, you don't belong there.
You don't get the job?
Exactly.
Nope. All right.
100%. It's like you've been to a restaurant. And you've been with somebody maybe that you don't know that well, and they're rude to the server.
Oh.
That's a never hang out with you again in my life. Anyway, hey, couple songs from right now. Like I said, that nurse in your life, we want to honor them. We'll tell you how at 7:08.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Nominate a nurse. This is something we're going to do in the 9 o'clock hour, because our show runs from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. every single morning. And it's important that you know what time it's going to happen at, because we want to celebrate a nurse in your life. This week is National Nurses Week. It's important that we acknowledge and honor the frontline workers who have been at this for, what is it, 15 months
now? Yeah, almost 15 months.
Yeah. So this week, we want to nominate the nurse in your life. And the way you do that is you just text us at 999999, starting right now. And we're going to ask you to do this every single morning, and we'll remind you and that sort of thing. So if you don't remember this morning, there's always tomorrow. And essentially, we just want you to tell us in specific detail. We're looking for real stories here about what makes the nurse in your life a hero to you. And it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
Nurses were heroes before, but I think we've all had a nice little reset in the last year and a half about what truly constitutes somebody doing something great. True sacrifice. And we thought that they deserved a bit of an honor. Now, we do have a prize for them.
Yes.
Producer Jesse, can you tell us what that is?
It is a $250 Sleep Country gift card.
Oof.
That's not bad. And they would need that because after the last 15 months they could use a nap.
12 100%. Hours constantly on their feet every single day.
So your mom was a nurse, Jesse.
Yeah, my mom was an emergency nurse.
So what was it like normal times when she came home from a shift?
So she would do 12. She would do 7 to 7. She was an emergency for years and years and years. And the second that she got home, and especially when I was little, she would make sure, of course, to see that we're good, the kids are good first, and then she would nap. And
you don't
mess with a nurse's nap.
No.
Because they need, and like my dad would be like, don't talk to your mother. But the second they wake up, like the second my mom was up, she was taking care of us again and then off to work again. Like it's nonstop.
And it's amazing that like your mom did that and was still a mother to two kids.
Yeah.
And especially like in your case, for example, when you were in your teen years, like I'm sure you did nothing but respect your mom. Not give her a car
Not at all.
I really honored how hard she worked to put food on the table and a roof over my head, definitely when I was a teenager. I was very well behaved. Very well behaved. Yeah.
So along those lines, good point, TJ. Every nurse we already know is a hero.
Yes.
Tell us why they're a hero. This is really important because we need to understand the things that you want to nominate them for. Because here's the thing. We're going to call them, okay? Yeah. And then we're going to tell them what you said. And I think that's going to be a pretty emotional, incredible moment. And it's important that people know specifically why you love them. Mm-hmm. It's not, hey, I love you. It's, I love you because of this and this and this, and you inspire me. Tell us that. Give us that message so we can pass it along to them. And we're also going to be like, can you hook us up with their phone number too? Because we got to give them a call.
Yeah, give us their number, please, and thank you.
Okay. Let's nominate a nurse. You can do that at 999-999 anytime. We're making the call at 9 o'clock. Silk Sonic on Virgin.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Trivia with producer Jesse. It's going to be around 7:30 today because we're moving it because we've got nominate a nurse. Nominate the hero nurse in your life. Tell us why they deserve $250 to Sleep Country. So you got that coming up. And in the meantime, a couple of members of this show got their first dose on Friday. Very excited that Jax and Jesse both were able to snag one, which is incredible. TJ and I are still waiting on ours. But they actually have changed the rules over the weekend. So anybody living in a hotspot, so that's basically anybody in Toronto and Peel, and there'll be spots all around Ontario, 18 plus can book a vaccine appointment. So I know I'm on a few waiting lists, trying to see if I can get in, whatever, but not there yet.
They're also saying that's at pharmacies, too. 78 pharmacy locations in Toronto and Peel. According to the province's website.
I booked mine at a pharmacy, and I'm just waiting to hear back, and apparently you're supposed to check your spam. But I do want to ask, so do you guys know what kind of vaccine you got?
I do.
What did you get?
I'm a Moderna girl.
Whoa!
A modern Moderna
But I
girl.
Would literally give whatever, or take whatever
exactly.
they gave me.
Yeah.
All right.
I would take the Russian Sputnik one. I don't
just
care.
Just give me what I have.
Jesse, what about you?
I got Pfizer, but they don't want you to vaccine shop.
No.
That's the main thing. Yeah.
Who's got time for that?
Yeah. Who cares about vaccine?
So how did you guys, how did you feel? Like, you got it. How was the testing center? Let's start there. Like, what was it like?
So there's been a lot of, because you can book online, and like I was on a long, like a lot of waiting lists for pharmacies and things like that. But there are pop-ups all over the city. And there's also, they're saying like at the end of the day, they have extra doses. So you can go out as well. Vax Hunters. Go on Vax Hunters on Twitter. You can find them there. Vax Hunters can. So I found out that there was a place in Weston, and they were doing vaccines for folks who either work or live in a hotspot. So they were opening up at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Ooh.
I got there at 7. I was like 20th in line, and the lineup was humongous. The second that it opened, 10 a.m., they were so efficient. I was out of there by like 10:30. It was incredible. They were so good. They were so sweet. They were so well organized, and just, dolls about it.
How did you feel after?
I felt like garbage.
Yeah,
I felt like garbage. So, and they say that, like, you know, the side effects can be like fatigue. You can become lethargic. You can get nauseous. I have, like, my arm, guys, like, it felt awful. It felt like I was doing a lot more exercise than I've done the past year, and I felt super, super tired Saturday and Sunday. I feel great today, but it took it out of me.
Right.
Not strong enough.
Better than the real thing.
Right? Yeah.
And Jesse, did you feel any side effects?
I felt great.
Yeah.
Nothing? The whole weekend?
Yeah, I got mine on Friday, and there were no...
Whatever, Jesse.
There's no complications. You know, I was good. I was cooking.
Wow, I guess 5G was harder on me.
Any other stuff? Like, have you noticed, like, the Wi-Fi's been better around you?
No.
Has Bill Gates called you?
Yeah. I do feel like there is, like, I got a little emotional, though, when I was in the testing center, because I was like, this is happening.
Yeah.
Like these past 15 months, like this is happening. And I've felt a little bit like, not overwhelmed, but I felt a little weird the past couple days, just a little sappy because this is all coming together. And like the frontline workers have just been, you know, splendid.
Well, shout out to all the staff doing those, administering that. And I know there's a few friends of mine that are actually just volunteering at those clinics because they need a lot of volunteers too. So if you do have the time, please look online for that. And so flipping thrilled for you too. This is so great.
And I just want to say, I can't stress enough how easy it is to get a vaccine right now. Like, they are everywhere, and it's so fast. It's so easy.
I hope it's easy enough for us, TJ. We're going to get it soon.
Yeah. Get in there,
guys. Make it my own.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Producer Jeffsy's trivia. And here's the question. What do we have to give away again?
$100 Ghost Kitchens gift card.
Ooh, yeah. Love Ghost Kitchens.
Also sponsors of Ghosted. Because it fits, doesn't it? Now, if you've never played this before, we normally do it a little bit later in the day. So here's how it works. Jax and TJ and I play the game. You sit back, relax. And if you pick the right one of us to win, we call you back and say, hey, you've won that $100 to Ghost Kitchens. Pretty sweet, right?
Yep.
So all you have to do is text one of the names on the show. Who do you think is going to win this game? And before you text, producer Jesse, what game are we playing?
So this weekend, Miley Cyrus was on SNL and she played Without You with Kid Laroi. In honor of that, we're going to be playing Finish That Lyric with Miley Cyrus songs.
There you go.
I'm going to speak a lyric and you got to finish it and then we'll see if you got it right.
Okay, now it's good. Jax or it's TJ or it's Adam Wilde. Those are your choices. Who do you think will get it? All right.
All right.
Who are we starting with?
TJ, you're up first.
All right.
This is Midnight Sky by Miley Cyrus. I'm going to read the lyric and you got to finish it.
Okay.
I was born to run. I don't belong to anyone. I don't need to be loved by you. Fire in my lungs.
Show me that tongue.
Okay,
honestly,
what is it? What is
somewhat close?
What is the word?
It was fire in my lungs, can't bite the devil on my tongue.
I would have never got that. No, I didn't know what. I know she said tongue, though.
Yeah.
I was with you on that. All right.
All right, Adam, you're up next.
It's a half this point, is... right? We're all in agreement?
No. No.
Adam Wilde, this is Party in the USA.
Okay. Oh.
Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right, and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy.
Everybody seems so famous.
Play it. I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous.
Well done. Man, when this song was at its peak, you could play this anywhere and people lost their minds. I remember we were doing, I was at a live to air at a radio with a radio station in Oakville. At a club called, it's right off of the... It's the one in the strip mall. I forget it. Anyway, they had like Tiesto going all night, and then this came on and people lost their minds. It was amazing.
The Raptors made their rookies sing this song in practice a couple weeks ago.
So great.
Oh, we
so
get
great.
A story when you win, do we?
I just want to pay a little homage to that song. That's a big
speech.
Song.
An acceptance speech.
Right. All right, Jack. This is Prisoner featuring Dua Lipa.
Okay. Ooh.
Prisoner. Locked up, can't get you off my mind. Off my mind. Lord knows I tried a million times. Million times.
Why can't you just let me go? Off my mind, Lord knows I tried a million
times. Million times. Oh, oh, why can't you? Well done. Wow. All right.
I don't know why I sang it.
Where's your speech?
I'm TJ. I'm a humble winner.
This is Wrecking Ball.
Okay.
I came in like a wrecking ball. Never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls.
You wrecked me.
I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was you missed the sentence of that. That's no points for TJ.
Sorry, TJ.
Adam, this is We Can't Stop.
Okay.
And
okay.
We can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't stop. Can't you see? It's we who own that night.
Okay. Can't stop.
Oh.
Ooh.
You got five seconds.
I have no idea.
Nah.
I have no flipping clue. Run Things Won't Run Me or something like that?
You're just not about that life.
I never was.
All right, Jack, this is for the win.
Uh-huh.
If you get this, you win trivia. This is Without You, Kid Laroi featuring Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
You cut out a piece of me, and now I bleed internally. Left here without you. Without you.
Mm.
And it hurts
to see you walk away.
No.
Without you, and it hurts for me to think about what life could be.
possibly be like without you?
Damn.
All right, so we will without have to go to a tiebreaker. Closest to, you can go over. How many Instagram followers does Miley Cyrus have? This is between TJ and Jax, who each have 1 point.
No, it's not.
Nah.
Oh, sorry. Adam and Jax.
That's yes. Right.
Sorry.
Okay. So what is it?
How many Instagram followers does Miley Cyrus have?
I'm going with Old Faithful. 120 million. It's what I always say.
Jax?
21 million.
Adam Wilde.
Damn it.
130 million. You're very close. Congrats.
130 million
Are you
people.
Can you imagine? Winning it?
I'm not getting tired of winning. By the way, if you pick me and there was like three people, thank you. Calling one of you back. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Pretty big announcement from the weekend that wasn't really an announcement. If you're 18 plus and living in Toronto or Peel, you can now get a vaccine appointment through pharmacies. So the Pfizer vaccine is available at 78 pharmacy locations in Toronto and Peel. That's according to the province's website. Just a reminder that you have to book through the pharmacy itself and not the province's website. Mayor John Tory also tweeted on Sunday that by the end of the weekend, so as of right now, 50% of eligible residents in Toronto will have received their first vaccine dose, which
That's
is
great.
Fantastic news. Cafe TO construction started over the weekend as well. So they set up the safety equipment like concrete barriers and large barrels at 73 different locations. The city knows that's going to support over 105 restaurants. 14 of the Curb Lane cafes scheduled for installation this weekend were along Ossington, and more are on the way up. Now, of course, patios aren't open just yet, but what they're trying to do is get ahead of everything. So yeah. That way, when the government says, like, hey, we can go sit outside and enjoy a patio beer now, you can just do it.
There won't be any wait.
Exactly. Yeah. Here are the top five excuses for getting out of a speeding ticket. Before I give you the list, does anyone in here have any guesses? Adam Wilde.
Sick, going to the hospital.
Jax.
Have to use the bathroom.
Medical emergency was number two on the list.
Hey.
25% of the people surveyed say that got them out of a ticket. I have to use the bathroom was number five.
Thank you.
At 20%.
Yeah, there you go.
Number four, I'm late for work, 21%. Number three, everyone else is going the same speed, 22%. And the number one reason, or number one way that people got out of a speeding ticket, I didn't know I was speeding. According to the survey, it works 26% of the time. Also, just asking for a warning might work too. I've read other places that usually like half the time that'll get you a reduction. But
I got one on Lakeshore under the Gardner at like near the Rogers Center last year, and I was just passing a guy. And I said that to the cop, and he's like, well, I guess he passed you. And I was like, you're right. You're right. He wins.
Damn.
It was pretty cold.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
All right. So we just want to remind you that there's this new thing that we're starting this week. It's National Nurses Week, and it's called Nominate a Nurse. And if you've got a nurse in your life, you know, the last 15 months especially have been extremely difficult, and we want to honor them properly. So we want to know why they inspire you. Because we're going to call them and we're going to tell them. And producer Jesse, what are we hooking them up with?
A $250 Sleep Country gift card.
Right. So you nominate a nurse in your life. We'll call them. We'll let them know what you say. So that means that your text message has got to tell us it's not just that they're a hero.
Yes.
We know they're a hero. Why are they a hero to you? What inspires you about them? You let us know.
And their phone number.
And their phone number. Yeah, we're going to need that too. Yeah. 99.9 Virgin Radio. It's very important that we get the phone number. Mm-hmm.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Netflix and Amazon are doing something that The Weeknd did with the Grammys. Your voting system is corrupt. It doesn't work. We're moving on. We're not submitting. And so it's not the same as the Grammys, because the Grammys have what you call a secret committee. People who are just, you don't know their names, you don't know who they represent, you don't know who they work for, and then they decide who, from 20 nominations down to 8, who gets in each category. And that's basically shut The Weeknd out of the Grammys. Yeah. Netflix and Amazon have an issue with the way the Golden Globes are voted on with regards to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, and essentially, they didn't have anybody of color. Which is insane to think in this day and age.
And they've been called out quite a bit for the past few years.
This isn't new.
Yeah, yeah. So Netflix and Amazon said, we are stopping any activities with your organization until meaningful changes are made. Now, they did vote to make a sweeping set of reforms. But basically, from what we've been told, the reforms are really not much in the way of anything. Instead, they're saying that these measures, according to Time's Up, the current members will remain, and the majority of the Golden Globes will be decided on the same members next year, as happened last year, or this year, I guess. So essentially, for the next year, nothing changes.
Oh, good.
And everybody remains Hollywood Foreign Press, the correspondent thing. That all stays the same because it's all based on your membership in this particular organization. We might expand it, but that's all we're going to do.
Yeah, that's what change should be. It's very, very slow, right? Yeah. That's how it should work.
It's like molasses. God.
Not now.
No! Not now. That's what I'm saying. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. So there are some serious fundamental problems with how these award shows are adjudicated. Now, the question is, at this point, have these award shows voted themselves out of existence? Meaning that by the way they voted and the things that they've done, the Grammys have announced a whole bunch of reforms recently. That The Weeknd still says it's corrupt and whatever, and he's not going to join in. But he's happy that there is a move towards changing things up. If you don't have the biggest movies or the best movies, if you don't have the biggest songs and the best artists, what kind of award show are you? What does this mean? Yeah. If it's not best on best, do these awards mean anything anymore? And I wonder, with the ratings falling the way they have, if anybody cares.
Didn't they just say what was the last award show, the Oscars?
Yes, for film,
Didn't they just say that the Oscars were like the lowest rated they have ever been?
Yeah.
And that was a couple weeks
ago. And that's supposed to be really fun or whatever, but it just seems they can't make the broadcast that interesting. Yeah. And then beyond that, it's sort of like, what is the process to decide this?
Here's my problem with it, because, we ask, have they done this to themselves? Yes. Because it's not like they didn't know better. It's not like they didn't see this coming. It's not like they have the resources at their fingertips to make,
they can do anything.
They can do anything and they know better. So I have no sympathy for them. Right. I don't.
But what we do need to actually, I think, move things in the right direction is to not just have Netflix pull out. You need companies that make good movies to pull out as well. Because that's the difference. Like with the Grammys and The Weeknd. Like The Weeknd is arguably the biggest
Netflix
musician on Earth.
Netflix makes great movies, great Christmas movies.
No, they don't.
Yes,
I'm going to read you a list of Netflix movies that came out this year.
Right,
you let
go.
Me know how many that you've watched. Okay. The Dig? Probably not. The White Tiger?
Just keep naming them.
Pieces of a Woman? Red Dot? Outside the Wire?
No.
Penguin Bloom?
No.
Finding Ohana?
No.
I Care a Lot? That's on Prime, though, too. Concrete Cowboy? Dolly Parton? The tribute to that?
Yeah, Dolly Parton, yeah.
Okay. Did you watch that?
Right. I watched the entire thing. Thank
great. Okay, so the Dolly Parton documentary. Cool. Thunder Force. You know where Melissa McCarthy's a superhero?
Yeah.
Yeah, you watched that?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, if we could have The Weeknd's version of movies.
Whatever.
That's the Oscars for the Golden Globes TV. Netflix does do good TV,
like
series. So this one will sting the Golden Globes. But you're right, for the Oscars,
I stand by my point.
Gonna be a little bit of time before Netflix is in there.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
New job idea for you.
Okay.
How would you like to be a rage coach?
Ooh, I'd be pretty good at that.
You think so?
I know how to hype people up when they're angry.
Okay.
If you're ever upset,
I can get you
more upset.
Okay. All right. Try it on me. Go. So I'm really upset.
What are you upset about?
I'm just angry that I didn't eat breakfast this morning.
Well, the thing about breakfast is if you don't eat it, then you're just a stupid idiot.
I thought you would have gone with like, why don't you just calm down and smile some more or something like that.
Ooh,
you
that
know what I mean?
Worked. I'm good at making you angry at people.
So a rage coach is something that apparently Hollywood has devised. Because, I don't know if you know this or not, entertainment bosses tend to be the worst. Now, I say that working in the entertainment industry, we're lucky here, but I've had some horrible bosses.
Yes.
And at the times, in those times, it's sort of, they got you in a bit of a catch-22 because they can say to you, literally, tomorrow you're gone.
Yeah.
If you don't do exactly
and
what they say.
It.
And I can remember one of my first bosses in Barrie was one of the worst people I've ever met in my entire life. And this guy could have used one of these rage coaches. So what these rage coaches do is they teach you what is acceptable and what is not acceptable to say. And these are people who are in, have been in the industry for like 35 years and are used to people saying yes to everything. And if they don't get their way, they just sort of rage at you.
Yeah.
It's almost like what apparently was behind the scenes at the Ellen show with her producers. Apparently there was a lot of yelling and screaming and verbal abuse and things like that.
Yeah.
So these coaches will actually stand in on the meanings and go, okay, so you can't say that.
What?
Yeah, or when you're prepping for a meeting, you give your rage coach a call and say, hey, listen, not acceptable, acceptable. Here's the tact I would take. They kind of coach you into being a good person.
So it's the opposite of what I thought it was, which is they just help you be angry.
No, they help you not
can
be
I
angry.
Just have, that's way better. Can they just be better people or not have that job instead of having another, like, having another tool at their disposal? Like, well, I have a coach for how awful I am now. Like, what?
Some that people doesn't make sense. Honestly can't control their rage, though, right? Like, I know that sounds terrible, but some people do have anger management
issues. Then they
shouldn't
be in those positions.
Yeah, that's easy to say, but it sounds like they're working on it. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
or their management is making them work on it.
Here's what I would say. If there is an opportunity for somebody to improve while they're on the job and they've been horrible
absolutely
before and
they're
taking
yeah
steps,
yes,
I'm into it.
Yeah. I do agree with
however
that.
However, if the rage coach doesn't work,
yeah, that,
time to
yes
find someone else. There's
yes
lots of talented people.
Yes.
In the world.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, if you're 18 plus and living in Toronto or Peel, you can now get a vaccine appointment. There was a pretty big announcement from this weekend that wasn't really made as an announcement. The Pfizer vaccine is available at 78 pharmacy locations in Toronto and Peel, according to the province's website. So just a reminder that for this, you have to book through the pharmacy itself and not through the province's website. Now, you can go through the province's website to show, like, which is the nearest pharmacy near you. It's a little bit complicated, but it is easy to find. Mayor John Tory also tweeted out this weekend that by the end of the weekend, so as of today, 50% of eligible residents in Toronto will have received their first vaccine
incredible
dose, which fantastic is fantastic news. Amazon Prime Day is a no-go this year. Anyone who is hoping for a sweet deal online is going to have to wait a little bit longer. This is due to ongoing COVID-19 outbreaks at fulfillment centers. The massive sale is going to be moved to later this year. Also, a good reminder to shop local.
Yes.
You know, it's good to do that. Try to just reveal what they will and will not be cracking down on in parks this summer. Some rules are taking more priority over others, so it doesn't mean that things that were illegal mm-hmm are all of a sudden legal. It just means that their focus has shifted. So their big focus is responding to large events or gatherings in parks across the city and conducting business inspections. They said if officers notice a crowd in parks, they will be dispersing people as quickly as possible. On top of this, the team will also be working towards prohibiting people from bringing large amounts of alcohol into public spaces. Yet the city revealed that they feel that they will not fully be cracking down on people who are drinking alcoholic beverages in the park with their own households. They said individuals consuming an alcoholic beverage in the park with their household are not a priority for enforcement. Now, a couple weeks ago, it was proposed to the city that they just allow drinking in parks.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, they're like, no, we're going to send it to another committee, which essentially just confirmed that they're just not going to talk yeah about it this year, which is bizarre. Anyway, it sounds like the city is basically telling you, like, hey, we're not going to care.
Mm.
So do it safely. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Yeah, because who the heck wants to enforce that? There's like, too many other things going on.
We've had so much taken away.
So nominate a nurse, something you probably haven't heard of because we just launched it today. It's National Nurses Week. And woo! We want to hook the nurse in your life up with a $250 gift card to Sleep Country because good Lord, they could use some sleep, yeah, right? Yep. And the way you get involved in this is you text us at 999-999 and tell us about the nurse in your life that inspires you, that blows you away, that makes you go, like, I cannot believe this person. They're incredible. Tell us the specifics because we're going to be reading it to them when we call them and say, hey, you were nominated and you're getting this $250 gift card. We're making that call after 9 a.m. Make sure you get your stories in right now. Again, 999-999 and text. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We call it Nominate a Nurse, and this is National Nurses Week. As you know, they're the front line against COVID, and they've done incredible work, and we're 15 months running, and, you know, somewhat of an end in sight, but still not there yet. And so I think, while nurses were heroes anyway, I think this last kind of, you know, 15 months has been a nice little reset in all of our minds about exactly what goes into being a healthcare professional every single day.
A lot.
And we wanted to take the opportunity to thank you. So here's how you enter. You nominate a nurse in your life. Text nurse, your name and their name, and tell us why they're so important to you, so inspiring to you at 999-999. And it's got to go beyond, my mom's a nurse and I really like my mom. Like, can't be Jax talking about her mom when she was 14. It's got to be like,
hey,
because here's the thing. They're going to hear what you write.
Yeah.
It's going to be an inspirational story. And our first person Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
It wouldn't have been a good morning had we not called. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to have woken you up. We understand you're working the night shift, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
so just went to bed.
I just want to say we're doing this thing this week called Nominate a Nurse. And your fiance, Justin, wrote this about you, and we just thought you should know. He said, my fiance's name is Elisa. But she has she's just awesome at what she does. She works at Douglas Memorial Hospital in Fort Erie. She drives 50 minutes to work a day. She does so much for everybody else, puts everyone else first. I love her so much. We even had to push our wedding back because of COVID. She's stressed out about work all the time, but the ultimate warrior, and that is why I love her.
It's so nice.
Yeah. Pretty incredible.
He's a pretty sweet guy, I'd say. Hey,
he also forgot to unload the dishwasher, but he didn't do that. So don't hold that against him.
Elisa, we are doing this thing today called Nominate a Nurse. And the reason we're doing this is because it is National Nurses Week. I'm not even sure if you've had time to come up for air to even think about
that. She's too busy nursing, you know? Yeah.
But we know that you are working so hard every day. And it's been an extremely difficult time, and that is why, producer Jesse, can you tell her what we would like to give her? Because I think this is actually fitting and perfect.
Yeah. A $250 Sleep Country gift card.
Yay!
Oh my God. We love you for what you do, and now you can rest even better.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
That's right. We hope you'll be able to get back to sleep, too. Yeah. Like, we feel really bad about waking you up.
This is going to feel like a dream.
That's okay. Thank you guys so much.
Love you,
girl.
You're
so welcome. Thank you for everything.
Thanks,
you
Elisa. Guys.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The top 10 Instagrammable places in the country of Canada. And you probably haven't seen a lot of these lately, but a lot of arenas. Ripley's Aquarium made it to number 8.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Which is pretty cool. Considering that there's like real-life aquariums on both coasts, like in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Vancouver. Like, there's some pretty big places you can go. The Ripley's one is the one in there. That's pretty cool. All right. Now, if we keep going, the other Toronto landmarks that made it. Number 4, CN Tower.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And the most Instagrammable spot, and this is according to just the amount of Instagram posts currently existing with these places in the background, Scotiabank Arena.
I could see that.
Yeah, it sounds surprising when you first hear it that it would overtake the CN Tower, but you have to think the type of events that you get at Scotiabank Arena. It's not just concerts. It's hockey games. It's basketball games. It's other events as well. So you have more people probably going into those stores. Makes sense.
So we thought we would do it, but just for Ontario. The best Instagram spots guaranteed to get you those likes this summer. We admit this is a bit silly, but it's going to be fun anyway. Let's do it.
Union Station, baby.
The big hall?
The big hall. So either the big hall or right on the tracks, because when you're like waiting for a train on the tracks there, you can see the CN Tower and it's like right between buildings and it's just absolutely gorgeous. And especially like when the sun is setting, it's just magnificent. So that, that's guaranteed to get you some likes.
TJ.
Bursey Park. You might know it as Dog Fountain Park. It's a little parkette right where Front and Wellington split right downtown, actually a little bit east of Union Station. And why I love it is it has a fountain that has a bunch of statues of dogs. And they're all looking in towards the fountain. Where at the very top of the fountain, spoiler alert, there is a bone. So they're all looking at the bone. But there's also two or three statues of cats, which are not looking at the bone. They are looking at a statue of a bird. Because that's what cats like. I really like this park because there's a lot of dogs there.
Don't you like this park?
It's also right by where the Flatiron Building is. So it's very picturesque.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Number 3 for me. It's going to be Scarborough, because Scarborough
It's
the Scarborough Bluffs. Now, here's the key to the Scarborough Bluffs that no one will tell you, because you got a bunch of Instagrammers who are like, I need this cool picture, and then they end up falling off the bluffs, and that's not cool. We got to call emergency services. Not okay.
Yeah.
What you do to get the right picture of the Scarborough Bluffs is you go down to Bluffers Park Marina, which is totally legal. You just drive down there and you actually get the real bluffs. Not just the water, but you get the whole cliffside too, which is the whole point.
Check it out. You picked this for rankings one time where you said where to drink as a teenager, I think, too, didn't you?
No. Yeah. That's at Port Union and Lawrence.
Oh, right.
Down in the at the Rouge River. Yeah.
Don't know my Scarborough sites.
That's where we used to have bonfires, yeah.
Cabana. Located by Rebel, it has the perfect view of the skyline. It's like a tropical oasis. One of my first jobs here in Toronto, I had to do live on locations there, and I was sent there like every single Thursday.
Oh, I remember that.
And it was my first year here. It was my first summer in Toronto, and I was like, "What is this place? Like, it's so beautiful." And it was so hot, and the skyline's just beautiful.
We went there for lunch last year when things opened up.
Yeah.
And I remember it was like one of the first weeks that like we were out of lockdown, and the four of us
enough.
Went there. Yeah.
It's big enough that they could have outdoor patios.
It was so weird. It was great. Yeah. Had to wear masks the whole time, but who cares?
Number two for me, Ripley's Aquarium.
Woo!
I'll tell you why. Number one, sharks are neat. And number two, I love bringing up Ripley's Aquarium because I can bring up that story of the drunk guy who took all his clothes off and jumped in the shark tank. Moments before, though, he was in a fight at medieval times.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Remember that story?
I didn't know that.
This is like 2 years ago.
It's quite the day.
And the police were chasing him for months.
He was from BC, I think.
Yeah.
Great story.
Number two for me is right outside where I live, Woodbine Beach. It's long. It's gorgeous. You can go for a walk. You can go for a dip. But leave the baby foxes alone. As cute as they are. Yeah. Not the time, and actually they've covered up, they fenced it off and then covered it up so nobody can take pictures, which is really, really good.
My number one is Yonge and Dundas. The epicenter of tourism Canada. Also a place where I get yelled at for being a lesbian by religious groups.
Sure.
It is a wonderful, wonderful place. And like, it's one of the first places I saw in Toronto where I was overwhelmed. You know that like Times Square feeling?
Yes.
Where you see the humongous advertisements. I was like, this is the best city in the world. It's amazing.
Let me take you on the journey. About an hour and a half north on the 400, you're going camping. But what do you stop at before you go camping? Weber's Barbecue. The Orange Bridge, number one on my list.
I love it there.
The official, we're getting so close to the cottage sign. Plus, it makes you think of all those times you're going to ice your friends because you're 19 and original.
That's right. Number one for me is going to be Jurassic Park during the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing more iconic than that view, that drone view of all of the city of Toronto celebrating when we won in Game 6. And that was so cool. Now, I would have said Maple Leaf Square as well. However, I was there for the Game 7 loss where they blew it to Boston in 2013. There was almost a riot, and the police had to line up 7 or 8 horses in a row and charge the crowd. So I have some bad memories of that. Thanks, Leafs. So let's go Jurassic Park on that one. I know, right?
Yeah.
Now hit us with yours. 416-872-9999 or 999 to text. We're talking about the best places to get an Instagram shot. Not one of us mentioned the CN Tower.
Hipsters.
I said where you can see it from, but not the actual tower. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a little bit derivative for me.
Stop it.
Is that what you're worried about with your Instagram picture?
Yeah.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Jonas Brothers.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Most Instagrammable spots. Listen, it's summer. And you can laugh at us for doing this. I don't care. But you know you're going to be taking some notes, right?
Yep.
It's nothing better than logging on Instagram and seeing that, like, you know, 25, 30 likes, something like that. It's like, ooh, that picture got some heat.
There's also nothing else to do right now but walk and go take pictures.
Seriously.
So, yeah.
We're not saying best places to kiss a stranger.
Yeah.
So,
no. That's next week.
999 to text. TJ, what are people saying?
From the 416, Tober Mori, Ontario. Beautiful, clear, and clean water. That's always beautiful. From 905, I grew up in Dundas, and I would say Dundas Peak or Webster's Falls.
Webster's Falls is beautiful.
Where is that?
It's outside of Hamilton, isn't it? I believe it's like one of the most like photographed waterfall places in the world. Yeah, it's crazy.
They had a problem, I think. Was it Webster's Falls last year? They had a problem with influencers having nothing else to do.
Yeah, people going out.
Yeah, so when you do go, make sure you throw your garbage out, because that was apparently a huge issue last year.
Respect it. Come on.
The view of the city from Riverdale Park, east off of Broadview, especially during the fall, it's amazing over there.
Yes.
Wow, what a spot.
You gotta go see a sunset there. Great date location. Just throwing that out.
And I know it's just mentioned on the radio, but it's totally underrated. And honestly, not that busy.
No, not at all.
From the 416, my number one is the Babs Temple on the 427 at Finch. Beautiful architecture. Do you guys know this one?
Which one?
It's Babs Temple. So it's a right off the 427.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going northbound, you can definitely, it's like this beautiful white temple it has.
Isn't near Winston Churchill?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
I just Googled it. It's unreal.
It's stunning.
Oh my goodness.
Absolutely stunning.
Wow.
Another one from the 289. What about Graffiti Alley? Yeah, of course.
Oh, true, true, true.
Didn't you go for our TV commercial? You did Graffiti Alley, didn't you go
yeah,
there?
Yeah, they put me in Graffiti Alley, and I had to sit on a wall. but like it was like a little perch, but my bum's too big, so it was really hard. It was really hard to stay up. Yeah, it was really hard to stay
okay.
up.
Last one here from the 416. In and around St. Michael's College, the University of Toronto's downtown campus, it's absolutely stunning on the grounds with all those beautiful historic buildings.
Especially during fall. Mm-hmm. It's magnificent.
Gorgeous. Okay, we'll keep them coming. 999-999 to text. 416-872-9999. We want to know your spots. You got any hidden ones? Nobody said the Hyde Park cherry blossoms.
Oh, true.
Good. I like that nobody said that. It's good. It's Virgin Radio. They're done.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Just a little heads up. If you're 18 plus and living in Toronto or Peel, you can get a vaccine appointment. This was a pretty big announcement from the weekend that wasn't really made into an announcement. But the Pfizer vaccine is available at 78 pharmacy locations in Toronto and Peel, according to the province's website. Which, by the way, you can go to and you put in your postal code. It'll tell you which pharmacy around you has whatever vaccine. But just a reminder that you book through the pharmacy itself, not through the province's website, at least just for these appointments. They're saying that, or Mayor John Tory said that basically as of now, 50% of eligible residents in Toronto will have received their first vaccine doses, which is great.
They're just trying to get them done now, which is awesome.
Those numbers up. Here's the best excuse for getting out of a speeding ticket. This done by an annual survey of people who've gotten out of speeding tickets. Starting with number 5, I have to use the bathroom. 20% of people say that worked for them. Number 4, I'm late for work at 21%. Number 3, everyone else was going the same speed. That's 22%. 25% at number 2, there is a medical emergency. And the number 1 way to get out of a speeding ticket, I didn't know I was speeding. 26% of the time. Now, they did also say that just asking for a warning tends to help too, but maybe just don't speed.
Try that too. That can help.
Easier said than done.
Toronto just revealed what they will and will not be cracking down on in parks this summer. And they're saying that some rules are going to take priority over others. This doesn't mean that things that are illegal aren't illegal anymore. They're just saying they're focusing on other stuff. Some key issues include responding to large events or gatherings in parks across the city and conducting business inspections. If officers notice a crowd in parks, they will be dispersing people as quickly as possible. On top of this, the team is also going to be working towards prohibiting people from bringing large amounts of alcohol into public spaces. The city did reveal, though, that they're not fully cracking down on people who are drinking in public parks if they're in the same household. They're saying individuals consuming an alcoholic beverage in the park with their household are not a priority for enforcement. Basically saying they're like, if you're just being cool, we'll be cool too. They did talk about making this legal a couple weeks ago at City Council. And then
there was another council that's not City Council that had to cancel it.
I think it's going to be a lot like last summer where they just don't really do anything about it.
Except for TJ. They're going to target TJ directly.
Absolutely. Look at me. I look like somebody.
It's not that. It's for anybody that remembers that silly chair that you have.
Ooh, I love that chair.
Now, what is the chair called again?
It doesn't have a name, but I'm going to call it the Chairmaster 5000.
So basically, it's not a chair. It's like a lean...
It's a blanket that has a metal back to it so you can prop yourself up. And then it folds up into a handy little almost satchel type bag.
It's so ugly.
I got it from Indigo.
So ugly.
Every time I post about it on Instagram, I am inundated with not only messages of people saying ciao, but people wanting to know where I got the chairs from. So they're popular and you guys have bad opinions.
Okay.
And that's what's trending.
Okay.
Everyday payday coming up. $100 every single day for you. For 365 straight days with Virgin Radio. That is at 10 a.m.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So drinking in parks, still illegal. However, nobody's going to enforce it. At least unless you're being obnoxious and then they have to. So Toronto, at least, won't be really bothering with cracking down on you and members right now of your household. I'm sure as more people are vaccinated, things open up, you're going to be allowed to meet with other people, but there'll be those social distancing circles in places like Trinity Bellwoods. They'll want you in those circles. And, you know, if you're having a couple drinks, they're not going to care. It's the summer. We've been cooped up. We've been locked down for 150 plus days. I think they're expecting that people are going to come out and party.
And by all accounts, people are taking it seriously. Like, people are going in their own little circles now without the circles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw it at Bellwoods a few weeks ago. People are really sticking to it.
The one thing that they do want to stop is, you know, what we remember last summer we saw like in the beaches, not necessarily the beaches, but like on beaches in Toronto, people would bring these huge boom boxes and DJ setups and then just gallons of alcohol.
Yeah.
They're probably going to ticket you for that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is social distancing is more what they're concerned about.
Yeah.
And it's less, it's not about ticketing people. It's about just you know, reminding people that they got to be a little bit, you know, separate, which is kind of cool. At least they acknowledge that it's a silly rule.
Just don't be ridiculous about it. That's all they're asking.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And I know that, I would imagine that they're going to be able to change that in the next year or so. But the problem was they tried to run it through council, and then it was pushed to a secondary council.
So a couple weeks ago, a councilman pitched the idea, and then right away, Josh Matlow, and then right away they're like, "No, it's going to go to another council." But that council's not going to meet for a few months, so they're like, "It's not even going to happen this year." And it was just to push the office.
How about this? Meet.
Yeah.
How about just meet?
It also just works in so many other countries.
I know.
People, like last year, I mean, you saw a lot of people open drinking and it seemed to do really well. Like it was fine.
Well, so there's, you know, I think, you know, we're a little bit behind on sort those sorts of things. But I mean, it was a big deal. I remember when these things, when these changes happen, everybody instantly goes to worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Well, if there's, it's not illegal to drink in parks, people are just going to drink in parks. Well, they're doing it
there's
anyway.
It's going to be a rave everywhere.
I remember when I moved to Halifax, and Jax will remember this too. They allowed shopping on Sundays, but it had to be afternoon. And they had just opened it up.
What?
And people, should have seen the react. TJ, it was, you thought you, society as we knew it was ending.
When I first started working at Sobeys, we didn't work on Sundays.
No, it was, everything was closed.
Yeah.
And actually, it was really cool because in Halifax, and this is a total random story, but overnight, I could drive my car downtown, go out for the night with my friends, and then find a way back in the morning and leave without paying for parking because they always left all the public parking arms up for people going to church.
Yeah.
So I was always, I'd leave my car in a parking garage and pay nothing. I made no money. I didn't care. This is when I back when I was stealing toilet paper from the radio station.
Like coffee.
Literally I had no money, but it was just, I remember
my sweet, sweet home city.
It was great. Oh, so in Toronto, that was the same thing. About 30 years ago, they opened up a Sunday shopping and everybody thought it would be the end. Just like this, drinking outside will not be a big deal. And again, they're doing the right thing.
Exactly.
They're not going to ticket people for that. I hope, by the way, too, they've got the Cafe T.O. thing open.
Yes, and they put a bunch on the lower part of Ossington this weekend. Like, patios are almost ready to go. So the second that the government says, hey, like, we are going to reopen, you are going to be able to dine outside, like, the patios will be ready, and then the restaurants can start making money again, which is the most important
thing. Which is great.
And the key thing, too, is that if you want this to open quicker, get your vaccine as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Because it's literally, they're going to go by the vaccine numbers now. They're not going by COVID cases anymore.
Yep.
They're totally and completely going by how much of the population is vaccinated before we can open this.
And the sooner everybody gets vaccinated and things get open, we can enter the roaring 20s.
That's right.
That's what they're saying.
Which means we're all just going to kiss each other.
If you're single right now, you're about to have probably the summer of your life.
This is your Super Bowl.
Yeah, 100%. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Sam Smith.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.